If Will Hodgman is returned as Tasmania's Premier to tomorrow's election, his government will relax the state's gun laws. The Liberal Party's quietly promised a significant relaxation of the rules. The policy was released to the gun lobby but not published on the party's website. The gun lobby describes the proposals as practical. Gun control advocates say they're sneaky and a significant relaxation of the post-Port Arthur massacre laws. The Premier, Will Hodgman, joins us now. Good morning and welcome
to
the program.
Good morning, Sabra.
Why are you promising to relax gun laws?
Well, the intent here is to support our farmers, to allow them to best do their job and to do nothing, I'm told, that is inconsistent with the National Firearms Agreement or to indeed relax laws that will pose a risk to our society, to our community. Now, we are, as a state, very aware of sensitivities around these issues. We are seeking to find an appropriate balance, one which supports our families that work in the rural sector but which does not or is not inconsistent with national gun laws.
Critics say it's pretty sneaky and they actually contend that it is a breach of the National Firearms Agreement struck after the Port Arthur massacre. And this is held up as a gold standard around the world as to how to prevent mass shootings.
Well, certainly the advice that I've received from my minister is that it is not.
You're going to check that?
I will look. We'll certainly make sure that we are not in contravention of national firearms laws or the agreement. We are very sensitive to these matters. We are seeking to strike an appropriate balance to support Tasmania's strong farming community and the needs that they have. I'm very sure we can get the balance right.
Policy's been released to the gun lobby and not published on your party's website. It looks like you're not really particularly proud of what you're doing.
Oh, there are a number of policies that we announced. I think we've announced over 170 during the course of this campaign that have particular interest to certain sections of our community and certain organisations, and typically we'll communicate directly with them.
The doubling of the duration of gun licences to 10 years, is that a risk given that sometimes people's mental health changes? It changes within a short time frame.
Yeah, and look, if there is any situation where that occurs, then obviously it would be inappropriate for people to have access to firearms. And as I say, we are determined to ensure that not only do we get the right balance with respect to the needs of our farming community, the protection of the broader community, but also to ensure that our protections remain very strong.
Category C weapons, pump-action shotguns, making them broadly available or more available to people out there. Is that really such a good idea?
Well, again, I do understand it to be so that it is not inconsistent with the national firearms regime. Our intent all along is to strike an appropriate balance, but to fit within what is happening nationally, and to do what we can, as I say, to support sections of the Tasmanian community that have particular needs, and that's our farmers.
How do you respond to the allegation then, too, that it's sneaky on behalf of your government to do this quietly?
No, I don't believe it to be so. The key stakeholders or those groups with an interest in this have been advised. It's publicly available, and we stand by our policy commitments. We will always work with any group that has an interest or an issue and make sure we get the balance right and the policy right.
If you lose three seats tomorrow, you lose your majority. What happens then?
Well, we lose our majority. It's a Labor-Green minority government.
And
that's
you?
Exactly what will happen.
You won't take chance? No one in your party will say, Will Hodgman, time to step aside, I'm willing to give it a crack?
I have been around a while. This is my fifth election campaign. I've got the strong support of my team. I've been leader for a long while and we're very hopeful of our prospects of giving Tasmania the majority government it needs. The last 4 years we've come a long way under ours.
A victory for you would be courtesy of a multi-million dollar ad campaign against Labor's pokies policy. Your opponents say it's been worth $5 million. Where'd the party get that money from?
Well, where did Beck White get that figure from, I'd like to know.
How much? Can give us the figure now.
No, I can't. And there are a couple of important points in this. There's no public funding of election campaigns down here. Candidates will fund predominantly their own campaigns. Third parties will also campaign. There's been a lot of advertising by the Education Union in support of Labor, for example. And yes, there are a group of, in our business community and people whose jobs are at risk because of Labor-Green policy, and they're certainly expressing their views as well as they should be able to in an election campaign.
In the era, you've just talked about Labor spending up big and the Education Union. In this era of big data and smartphones, isn't it time for real-time disclosures on donations, especially given that trust in politics and politicians is so low? Why don't you do something about that so that voters know exactly where the money's coming from?
Well, and they will. We're going to disclose our donations, and I expect all parties will, in accordance with the law.
Voters won't know that before tomorrow.
And our rules, which have been in place for some time, are consistent with what happens nationally. All parties abide by them. I see at this late minute that despite Labor demanding that we disclose all our donations before the election, Rebecca White, the opposition leader, says they're not going to either. So changing the rules at the late stage that we're in, I don't think is appropriate. We will abide by the law and would expect all parties to do so.
If you lose, will you step down?
I am not thinking about losing, Sabra. I've got 24 hours to go and I'll be focused on winning, giving Tasmanians majority government. We've got a lot to do over the next 4 years. Tassie's a very different place now than it was 4 years ago, and I'm excited about the prospect of giving Tasmania another majority Liberal government.
OK, I asked Rebecca White this question yesterday. What qualities do you admire in her?
Look, I've a lot to say about Bec. That's positive because I think she's a very committed and passionate person. For a start, she's a fan of the great Geelong Football Club, as am I, so we've got a fair bit in common already. And look, I think I can relate to what Rebecca's done, taking on a leadership position at a young age. I've been there and done that, and it takes a lot of courage to step up at a young age and take on that responsibility. And also with a young child, one-year-old Mia, it's a big responsibility too, so I admire her for that.
Premier, thank you so much for joining AM this morning.
Thanks, Sabra.